Welcome back to The Grilling Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. Michael Gray has finally joined us.
Hey, turns out the show starts at 9 Eastern.
Yeah, well, right. Not on that West Coast time. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, I was on Mountain Time. See, we're fine. If I'm in Denver, we're good.
Is there a double entendre to that Mountain Time?
I wish there were. There's only one mountain in my house right now, and she's not happy, and that's why I'm late.
Okay.
There you go.
So let's chat just for a minute about what's coming up, because we have a bunch of barbecue classes happening around the state of Michigan. We have tournaments. Dude, there are so many tournaments coming up. I can't even talk about a bunch of them because they're not locked in. But right off the bat, there's the Spring Smoke-Off down in Marshall, Michigan. I was at Dark Horse Brewing last weekend, and they have this cool poster hanging up that my bride actually spied. And it's the Barbecue Rib Contest. It's the Cornhole Tournament for the Spring Smoke-Off. And I guess they said they have like 32 teams already signed up to compete in this grill-off.
Going to be a lot of fun. You know, the guys at Dark Horse do a tremendous job with a whole variety of brews, and they got one that caught Bob's eye when he was down there last. It was called Uber Boober. Bob, did you have it? How many of those did you have? Did you have two?
That's weird that that one caught your eye.
Yeah, I was thinking of my palate.
Right.
I bet you were.
Well, Uber Boober, I thought it was just kind of a funny name, but when they said it was made with baby formula, I said, man, I don't even want to try it.
Now, is that free-range baby formula or the stuff you buy at the store?
There were some little babies roaming out in the field, so maybe it was free-range.
I'm just saying, there was that story out of England. They're starting a whole cafe around human breast milk, so it's being done. I just want to make sure that's not in our beer. True story.
Well, thank goodness it hasn't hit West Michigan yet.
Right.
Because the grilling guys are not going to be part of that. I can just tell you that right now.
No. Monsanto doesn't bother me at all.
You know, we've got March Madness. Oops, can't say that. We've got the March basketball tournaments that are wrapping up here. We are approaching our final eight teams. So one more recipe for you when you're sitting on the couch and you're watching this. This one's really easy. I'm going to do a stuffed barbecue shrimp. Now, just real simple. Grab some shrimp, devein them, take the shells off, but leave the little tail on them. Right? And where you devein them down the back, I want to take and put some chopped coarse basil in there. And then, you know me, anything's better with bacon. So you run a little chopped basil down that ridge in the back, wrap them up with bacon, and throw them on a skewer. And we're going to grill those things. Yeah, no, we're not going to grill those about an hour. We're only going to grill them about 2-3 minutes on each side, because it's shrimp. You want high heat to get that bacon crispy and render off that fat. But again, any bacon-wrapped shrimp, you put a little basil in there, man, you pick up the stick and they're ready to go.
Sounds like what's for lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we talked about the kebab sticks, and you got to soak those if you're using the bamboo ones, or if you buy the metal ones, like we talked about earlier in the show. Those work really well because they don't burn, obviously, so you can use them. But
the wooden handles do. I learned that.
Yeah, exactly. And you end up with a shrimp scatter on your grill as opposed to shrimp skewers. But anyway, that's a great little recipe just with some chopped basil. You'd be amazed what it does to the shrimp wrapped in bacon. I mean, how can you go wrong?
The nice thing about anything you wrap in bacon also is it's the perfect temperature indicator, because when your bacon is crispy, the entree or the
deal
hors d'oeuvre
is done. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And there again, don't eat raw bacon. People like their bacon extra crispy, some of it like it not. But anyway, just get it done, because you don't want to eat raw bacon.
It's just not blubbery.
Good. Yeah. Just not good for you at all. But the classes you were talking about, we've got one of our buddies that is Chris Marks. We talked to him a little earlier in the show, but Chris is actually coming on the 17th of May over to Zager's Pool and Spa, and going to be putting on a class there for a couple hours. Actually, it's four hours.
It's
on
four.
Pork shoulders.
If you want to learn how to do butt and ribs and brisket and all that stuff, man, he's a great guy to learn from. I talked him into going up to Traverse City to Square Deal Country Store. They're also a good one dealer. They are right downtown Traverse City. It's a very cool store. I got my cowboy boots and my hat there. It's, you know.
Square Deal?
Get all my Carhartt stuff there. Yeah. Yeah, Larry and JP up there, a good group. And they pump out the good ones. They're putting on their first class. And Rob and I went up there last summer and did a fundraiser for them, and for actually a horse rescue mission. But those boys at Square Deal are good guys, and they've got people coming in all the time asking about the good one. So Chris and I are going up there July 23rd. It's going to be a day-long event, and make note of this. That is my birthday. I will work on my birthday to get Square Deal.
Taking one for the class. Team again. Hey, I like you, Barbecue Bob. Yep. Thanks,
that
brother.
Sounded like a desperate plea for drink purchases is what that did.
Didn't well, it? If you're, I said take note.
Right, yeah, I heard that part.
You know, one of the other cool things that we're learning as we move through the show here is that, you know, you don't always have to buy the $12, $11.99 chunk of meat to put on your grill. And one of the cuts that I really like that is sometimes overlooked is called a skirt steak or sometimes a flat iron steak. Yep. Others will call it a hanger steak. But what it is, it's a little bit more towards the front of the cow, and it tends to be right near the brisket, so it's a little bit firmer than some of the other cuts that you'll have. But don't overlook this, because for $3.99 a pound, you put a little marinade on this. And a lot of times, you know, we kind of endorse different marinades, but this one's got a little bit of dark rum, orange juice, pineapple juice, and some grenadine, actually. So it almost sounds like a little tequila sunrise, but with the rum in there. And put that in, marinate that steak for about an hour, and then grill it to your normal tenderness. And, man, is that a fantastic little recipe. That'll be out on the Grilling Guys.
Good.
That'll be out on the Grilling Guys website, thegrillingguys.com.
Well, you know, that skirt steak is real big in the Mexican food business. I went to a Mexican market in Chicago, and they had half a counter with pre-seasoned skirt steak.
It's awesome. It's what we did for my bachelor party.
Is
we
that
grilled,
right?
Grilled up sheets of it. It takes no time at all.
It looked fun. Yeah, you could just like...
And then cleave it.
Yeah.
You cleave the snot out of it, throw some cilantro on it, throw it in a grilled tortilla with some guacamole, and then and crack a beer.
So you did that at your bachelor's party?
Yeah, that was the meal, man. I think we bought 50 pounds.
Do we dare ask what the piñata looked like?
West Sider.
Three-eyed. Well, that sounds like a good grilling stuff and a party to have missed. That's too bad, but I'm sure there's pictures.
No, absolutely smurfly not. Photos recorded missable.
Yeah, and that's about man law, too, is because, you know, man law is there are no pictures at bachelor parties. But we're going to close our segment today with the man law. Man law number 16 is women who claim they love to watch sports must be treated as spies until they demonstrate the knowledge of the game and the ability to drink as much as the others watching the game. So just keep that in mind, guys. We're the Grilling Guys every Saturday morning, 107.3 WBBL. Bob, Randy, Michael, we're here.
Sometimes when I show up on time.
Good to have you.
Well, it's a shame the show's over. I feel like I just got here.
You're a powerful radio executive. We don't expect you to hang out with us lackeys too much.
I don't even know a powerful radio executive.
I just saw one go by.
Did you?
He had dark hair.
Guy doesn't talk to me. I don't even know his name.
All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot for joining us. It's another Saturday, and if you're going to get that old grill out, make sure you remember those tips. Fire it up, scrape it down. Rub it down with a little oil and onion and get that baby lubed up and ready to roll, because you got meat to cook.
Create a little grill envy. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.